looked at yet. And it says, we are only 911 away. We are only 911 away. Well, that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. But I'm glad to know Jesus. Man, just mention of his name away. Right? Don't even have to pick up the phone. Amen? Just say the word, Jesus. Just say the word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And you all of a sudden you start feeling more victorious, don't you? Everything starts feeling a little better when you just call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, amen, that's not my sermon today. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. I just hope to be a help to somebody today. Amen. As we will be brief and won't keep you, we won't burn the roast today. Okay. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, just going to read you the one verse, verse 16. Verse 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Let me read it one more time. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Praise God. Amen. Have you ever heard urban legends or some urban myth? You know, I remember growing up, you know, there would be stories that could be told, scary things, you know, haunted houses. And you know, when you lived in West Granite, there's a lot of that around. But man, I'm telling you, there are stories that would just make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You'd just be so, some of you that don't have hair, you don't know what I'm talking about, but that, hey, man, it would just get some spine-tingling story that because there was some, and you know, really, it wasn't true. There was no truth in it. I don't know where it started. Some of these urban myths and urban legends have hung around for years and years and years. Amen. He's not here today, so he can't defend himself. His family's here today, and they'll tell him, and then he can defend himself. But Mark Miller could tell some of the most spine-tingling stories when I was a kid. Man, he could put fear in your heart. Man, he was a little older than me, and I'm telling you, Sister Campbell, amen, he would just, wow. I mean, man, he could just make you so afraid. Man, I'll tell you what, sometimes we'd have all the guys sleep over at the house, and he'd tell stories, and man, you know, your eyes would be like this. Royal Ranger camping out, sitting around the campfire. He'd tell stories, and man, you'd be like this. You'd be like, ah. He could put fear. He was one of the most frightening storytellers. Oh, man, it was great. It was good stuff. But you know what? It was just stories. Right. Just stories. And there's a lot of people sometimes that they hear things and they take it to be the truth. Or can I say they take it to be the gospel. Right. People, there's things that's being said in our society today. Right. And they think, that's got to be true. Somebody said it. It's got to be true. Somebody else, that's the way they told it. It's been like that. My grandfather told my father, and I've told me, and my father told me, and I'm telling my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, I'm going to tell you, and it's not true. It's a story. It's a fable. But many times when we hear something, we think, well, it's got to be true. It's got to be the gospel. It's got to be right. You know, many times, you know, the best stories have an element of truth in them. You know that? I mean, I don't know, maybe you're a sci-fi person. But I never could get in. When I was a kid reading books, I could never get into reading sci-fi. All right? Now, I like old-time radio. I like that. I like to listen to old-time radio. But when X minus one comes on, I've got something else to do. All right? Because when they do X minus one and they say in the year of 2001 and there's flying, there's space travel everywhere, and I'm like, man, I'm living in 2012. I haven't done any of that. You know, I mean, I lose interest. I'm not interested in what's going to happen, you know, some space travel and some all that kind of stuff. But when something is based on truth, something that we can kind of imagine, get our mind around, and get a hold of, and many times it also is based on a fear that is deeply residing inside of us anyhow. Yeah. Everybody's afraid of the boogeyman. Just so you know, God is bigger than the boogeyman. All right? But everybody's afraid of it. He's lived under every child's bed. He's been in every child's closet. Right? So you kids are wanting to know, who's the boogeyman? Ask your mom today, all right? She'll tell you all about the boogeyman. But every child has had that. There's some fear that's down inside of us. Amen. And so when something that is said, it builds on that fear that is residing in our heart. And so it becomes real and it becomes truth. And we take it to be the gospel. There's things that's being said about the Word of God and about our God, amen, that people are taking to be true. They're taking it to be the gospel. And can I tell you, they are not true. They are not true. It is something, it is a fable. It is something imaginary. It is something that somebody made up. It is something that Satan has devised, amen, to bring disbelief, to bring discouragement, and to bring doubt into the heart of people. Amen. First, can I tell you, amen, there is no sin that cannot be covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, it is a lie. They always say, well, you can't find forgiveness. You'll never be, that's so bad. Nobody will ever forgive you for that. Not even God will forgive you for that. Listen, amen, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Amen. From all sin. He cleanses us from our sin. Amen. Don't let that thought come into your mind. Don't let that legend, if you would, or that fable, that myth be put in your mind that your sin cannot be forgiven. That you've committed too many. That you've committed sins that were too big. Amen. You need to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And he'll wash away every sin, every stain. Amen. It is a lie. But Satan wants you to think that sin won't be forgiven. That you'll always have to carry that sin around in your life. And you'll never be free from it. That is a lie. The truth is, amen, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. All sin. Isn't it nice to know, amen, that all your sin can be washed away today by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. He died on a cross to save us. Amen. Another thing is, people say today that you have to sin. They expect you to sin. There's some that say, once you're saved, you are always saved. Yeah. Right. No, that's not true, is it?
No. No.
That's not true. No. You can have sin, but you know, if God was disturbed by the sin that you committed before the day you asked for forgiveness, don't you think that grieves the heart of God the day after you've asked him for forgiveness? No. If it offended God the day before you prayed, God, forgive me, will it not offend God the day after that you have prayed, God, forgive me? Man, yes, it is possible to sin. It's a lie to think that, you know, once you've been saved, that you'll never sin again, that it, you know, that's all under the blood. I don't believe that. Amen. I believe that we have to be careful that we live a life pleasing to God. Amen. And if we sin, amen, we have an advocate with the Father. If we sin, yes, there's a possibility that you will sin. Yes, you may fail and you may fall. But thank God there's an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. And He will forgive us of that sin. Amen. We don't have to live in sin. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of people that say, there's this fable out there that says, well, everybody goes to heaven. Okay? Kind of based on that line, all dogs go to heaven. I guess that's where they get it. That there's this thing that's floating around today that everybody goes to heaven. Everybody's just taking a little different way to get there. It don't matter what you believe or who you pray to. As long as you have faith and you treat your neighbor good, you know, then everybody's going to go to heaven. And everybody's going to make it. It don't matter what you call yourself or who you pray to. You can pray to the sun, the moon, the stars. You can pray to Buddha. You can believe in Muhammad. You can believe in all this. And you'll still get to heaven. I'm sorry, that is not truth. That is a fable. That is a fable. Amen. That is not reality. Amen. What the Word of God says is there is one way. There is one way. If you try to enter in any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Amen. But there's one door, and it's Jesus Christ. Amen. No man comes to the Father but by me. Amen. Nobody's going to make it unless they go through Jesus Christ and His blood. Amen. That's where the truth is at. A lot of fables out there. A lot of fables, right? Oh, man, I've got to hurry because there's so many. I'm not even going to be able to tell you all of them today, all right? There's a lot of people out there that says, God wants you to be happy. Yeah, there are a lot of people building churches on that philosophy. Just God wants you to be happy. Well, you know, there's some people that's happy, you know, when they've treated people bad, it makes them happy. There's some people that go out and they sin, and guess what? It makes them happy. There's some people, they feel happy when they're completely drunk and high on drugs. So God wants everybody to be happy, I guess, right? There's some people that feel like they say, well, I mean, what makes me happy is money, riches. So God's going to give me all these riches because God wants me to be happy. Don't you wish that was truth? Don't you wish that was true? The Bible, didn't find anywhere in the Bible where it says, be ye happy. Didn't see that. But what I saw was where it said, God said, be ye holy. He didn't say, be ye happy for I am happy. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. Amen. God wants us to be holy people. Amen. You know what? I believe that you can live a holy life. You can live a life consecrated, dedicated, and committed to the Lord. And you can live that life each and every day. Oh, hallelujah. You can live a life committed, consecrated, and dedicated to the Lord. Amen. Living a holy life free from sin. And you can live that way every day. People say, no, you can't. Oh, yes, you can. You can live, amen, a consecrated, dedicated life every day. I had one teacher in Bible school say, can you live, amen, holy for 5 minutes? I think I can. If you can do it for 5 minutes, can't you do it for 15? If you can do it for 15, can't you do it for an hour? If you can do it for an hour, couldn't you do it for a day? If you can do it for a day, can't you do it for a week? A week, a month? Come on, if you can do it, if it's possible, you can do it. I believe we can live a committed, holy, dedicated life to God. Amen. And I believe, amen. So you say, well, then, so what you're saying is that God don't want anybody to be happy. I knew that about God. He don't want anybody to be happy. You know what we find is happiness is in being holy. Amen. True happiness, true joy. True joy, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. It comes when you know that you're right with God and you're living a life pleasing to the Lord. Amen. That's where true joy is at. That's where the true happiness is at. It's when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm right with God and I'm living a life that's pleasing God. So can I tell you, amen, God said, be ye holy for I am holy. So therefore, I want to live a committed, consecrated, dedicated life to the Lord each and every day. And I find that when I do that, that is when I am in the most happy. That's right. You know what? There's people. Listen, was John the Revelator, was he happy on the Isle of Patmos? Was that for his happiness? God said, I'm going to put you there because I want you to be happy. Paul and Silas in jail being beaten on the back. God was saying, come on, boy, smile. Be happy. Be happy. No, that probably wasn't what you call a happy moment. You know, they weren't just being beaten on the back seat. I'm so happy, I'm so happy. I don't think that's the way it was going there for them. Hey, man, there's times that there's Christians that are persecuted. Are they happy? Are they happy? I don't know if we can say God wants everybody to be happy. Man, but oh, I'll tell you what. You can ask the martyr and you can find out. You can ask Stephen. Amen. He died with joy in his heart. He may not have been happy to see stones being thrown at, but he still had the joy of the Lord in his heart. Hallelujah. Amen. You can, I tell you what. Amen. I'm sure John was not happy on the Isle of Patmos. It wasn't just a happy moment for him. But oh, I'm sure there was joy in his heart. Amen. When he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. You can ask those that are suffering for the cause of Christ even today. And they'll tell you, no, it's not happy. But I do have the joy of the Lord in my life today. It's a joy to serve God. No matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, it's a joy to serve. Man, I can tell you, man, there's a lot of things out there that's not true. Man, a lot of myths. A lot of myths. Hallelujah. But I can tell you that God can forgive you. Yes, He will. He'll forgive you. He'll wash your sins away. Man, the sins can be put under the blood today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can tell you, amen, Jesus Christ is the only one. He's the only one that can forgive sins. I can't forgive your sins. Okay? I can't. The priest cannot forgive sins. The priest can't do it. He cannot forgive your sins. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. And I can tell you this, amen, the real joy of life comes from living that holy, consecrated, dedicated life to the Lord. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Oh, it's amazing sometimes what people come up with as far as they feel like it's doctrine or Bible. Man. But it's not. Sometimes we've come up with those things that says, you committed sin in our life, in your life, that you cannot be forgiven.
Oh, have your way, Jesus.
Somebody tells us that because, and it's based on something that we believed. It's based on some fictional or some basis of truth. But worse than that, there's something inside of us that Satan's already telling us, you can't be forgiven. The fear is already there. And when you hear somebody say that myth, that falsehood, suddenly that fear grips your heart. I cannot be forgiven. I can't be forgiven. It's not true today. God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Hallelujah. God loved us so much that He gave us. Right now. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. today? Is there some myth or fable, maybe not even one that I've talked to you about today, something that is putting fear in your heart that you feel like you cannot serve God, you cannot live for God, that there's no way you'll ever make heaven your home? Is there something that Satan is using, some story, some line that he is using to defeat you and to discourage you and to bring doubt into your life today? Is there something like that going on in your mind right now that you say, Brother David, I need some victory over this right now? Amen. Why don't you just slip your hand up right now so I can pray with you today? We'll get victory over this. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. God bless you, sis. Hallelujah. Is there another today that'll lift your hand? Yes. Lord bless you. Hallelujah. And Satan comes with a lot of things. God bless you. He'll come up with a line right there and he'll try to make us believe it. And because we've already have some deep-seated fear in our heart already, then suddenly we say, it must be true. It must be right. But can I tell you that God is here to save? God loves you and God wants to forgive you. God wants you to live for him. He'll do all he can to help you live for him. He wants you to make it to heaven. And he'll do all he can to see that you get there. But what we have to do is we need to get over these fears in our life. Is there anybody else? Will we come and pray? Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you today. Those that lifted your hand, why don't you step out right now? And make your way to the altar, and then we'll let the church come. Amen. If you lifted your hand, would you just step out and come with us right now? And let's pray together. Hallelujah. That's right. Come right ahead. Step out. God bless you.
Because the truth is is your love forsaken.
Hallelujah!
Oh, the truth is you won't be denied. Oh, the facts may be stacked up against you right now. The truth is God's on your side.
Hallelujah!
Oh, the truth is you're not forsaken. Oh, the truth is you won't be denied. The facts may be stacked up against you right now. The truth is God's on your side.